You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry-Cobo. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, Sarah, I want to talk with you today about a couple of recent stories in the Journal Record. One is about medical marijuana and all of the questions attorneys are receiving about it.
Right.
But lawyers here aren't even sure if they can answer those questions. Why is that?
Well, because an attorney can't help their clients engage in criminal activity, and marijuana is still illegal at a federal level. So our reporter, Catherine Sweeney, turned to Oregon, where medical marijuana became legal in 1998. But the state didn't allow dispensaries until 2014, so there was interest then from potential entrepreneurs.
So first, I mean, who establishes these rules of conduct for attorneys?
Well, that's the State Bar Association usually will establish the rules of conduct, and that's the same in Oregon as it would be in Oklahoma.
So you mentioned Oregon, and of course, Oklahoma is the 30th state to adopt some kind of marijuana legalization. What have other states like Oregon done to address this?
So in Oregon, the State Bar Association worked with the state courts to amend the rules of conduct for attorneys. They can advise their clients on those issues, but now they have to tell the client that the activity is in conflict with federal law or in some cases tribal law and explain the issue to them. And the Supreme Court in Colorado allowed for a similar rule change in March of 2014.
So is there interest here in Oklahoma to do what Oregon did with their rule changes?
Well, it's not clear yet whether the Oklahoma Bar Association is going to pursue similar changes, but if the group did, then Oklahoma Supreme Court would have to approve the rule change, and there's some other states that have done similar rule changes.
Well, let's talk about marijuana's relative, hemp. There's now a pilot program to pair up universities and producers who want to grow industrial hemp. Have farmers been applying to get involved in this program already?
Yes. So far, there have been 12 applicants, and Rob Stanley, the owner of David Stanley Auto Group, was the first one. Now Stanley and three others are working with Langston University to grow hemp for research and development purposes. There have been eight who have signed up to work with Redlands Community College in El Reno. And that's interesting because there's a strong agricultural ties in the El Reno area, and they're actually working with Langston on an aquaponics program. That's like a combination of growing plants in water where they're also growing fish.
So does this mean Oklahoma could have its first industrial hemp harvest this year?
Probably, yes. It's hard to say what the harvest is actually going to look like and whether or not it'll be commercial, but Rob Stanley says he wants to grow hemp for the oil in the seeds, what's popularly called CBD. That's the non-intoxicating chemical.
Let's talk briefly about another story. Oklahoma City's council is considering a lawsuit against opioid manufacturers. The state has already sued the opioid producers, but Attorney General Mike Hunter is urging Oklahoma City to not file their own lawsuit. Why not?
Well, that's because if the cities pursue their own lawsuit, they will likely have to be removed from the state lawsuit.
Why are city councilors not persuaded by this argument and choosing to go ahead with their own lawsuit?
Well, Councilman Ed Shadid says they look at the state's lawsuit against Big Tobacco, and they aren't convinced that they will benefit, Oklahoma City will benefit from the state's lawsuit. He says that cities get very little financial help from the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust, or TSET, and that is administered at a state level, and the money goes to help cut back on smoking, help people get more active, eat healthier food. Shadid says that opioid addiction affects public safety and the emergency response workers, as well as a good portion of the population of the city's residents, so it can be really expensive to deal with.
And Oklahoma City obviously wouldn't be the only municipality to sue pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. New York City filed a lawsuit in January, and there are dozens of other cities and counties that have already done the same, so it will certainly be interesting to see where this goes.
Indeed.
Sarah Terry-Cobo is the senior reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. As always, it's great to talk with you, Sarah.
Absolutely, Jacob. It's my pleasure.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.